New York State Assemblyman Dee Billy Jones represents one of the northernmost districts in the state, the 115th. On the eastern border is Lake Champlain. As you travel west and south, it includes parts of the Adirondacks and the rolling agricultural lands north to the Canadian border. During a stop in Plattsburgh shortly after the legislature adjourned earlier this month, the Democrat said some good things were accomplished during the session for the North Country region. Jones also tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley there were a lot of things he disagreed with.
As was mentioned by the governor and certain other people, it was certainly a progressive agenda that was pushed through. Coming from a more moderate district, I am more of a moderate Democrat. There were some issues that my constituents had serious concerns about, and I think my votes reflected that.
The Farm Worker Labor Protection Act, that's going to have a big impact, particularly on small farmers. Where did you stand on that, and what do you make of its passage?
I was opposed to that legislation. I spoke out very adamantly against it on the floor of the chamber. You know, farmers, for the most part, treat their farm workers good. They treat them like family on a lot of smaller family-operated farms and not so smaller family-operated farms. Are there bad actors in any profession? Sure. I just feel that this is another mandate put on our agricultural industry and our farmers at a time when they just cannot afford it. A farmer cannot set his prices or her prices. That is a major issue here. If they can't set their prices and we put more mandates on them, we're setting them up for failure. And this issue is very close and personal to me. I grew up on a farm. I understand why people want to treat workers fair. I do as well. All farmers do. Most farmers do. But this is just another mandate put on them that they cannot meet and be successful.
With this bill going into effect, it gives farm workers the right to organize. It gives them overtime, mandated days off. Mm-hmm. Do you see the potential for family farms shutting down due to this?
We see it right now. And you have to realize that a lot of these farm workers, especially the migrant workers that come over here, they want to work. They're here for a certain amount of time, and they're here to work to send money home to their families. And we actually had rallies down in Albany that these workers would come out and say, we want to work. We don't need this mandate.
You mentioned migrant workers. You also did not support the Greenlight bill, and some people were saying that migrant workers and undocumented workers, they'd be able to get out there and work and be a part of the community much more easily with the Greenlight bill. So that seems to kind of veer off from supporting some of the workers, particularly the farm workers.
Sure, and that's a great point, and I'm glad you did bring it up. I figured I would hear from our agriculture businesses and farmers here in the North Country on this, quite simply because of that reason. I heard from none of them. I heard from a lot of my constituents that were opposed to this bill. They were the majority of the people that I heard from. My county clerks came out against it. A lot of my county legislators here, a lot of regular constituents telling me on the street, via emails, phone calls, that they did not want this. I listened to my constituency and I voted no on that.
Dee Billy Jones, you hosted Carl Hastie on a visit to the North Country. He visited Bombardier. And one of the things that he talked about after he toured Bombardier was that being an example of the linkages between upstate and downstate. You're a Democrat from far northern New York.
The north is north, most you can get, yes.
What have you seen? Are you seeing a split or non-comprehension of upstate versus downstate?
You know, I think that's always been there. But I think as a representative from the North Country and my colleagues that represent the North Country here, we're always pushing for the upstate agenda. But I think our economy to a certain extent, does depend on what goes on in New York City. And the MTA and the transportation manufacturing cluster we have here is a direct linkage.
So, Assemblyman DeBilly Jones, you're in your assembly district now for the next few months. Are you planning priorities looking forward to January at this point?
Well, we recap, you know, the local bills that we weren't successful in getting through. Naturally, I have my local issues that I want to see prioritized, and we'll revisit that. What I like about, you know, the summer months and the off session season, if you want to call it that, I start my district tour, and I go around and visit each town, hear from my constituents, hear from the local governments and what their concerns are and what they need and what they see as priorities. I think that's the best way to do things. I think the best way you can properly represent your constituency is going out and seeing what's important to them. Then when I get back to Albany in January, I fight like hell to get those prioritized and to help the North Country out.
Democrat DeBilly Jones is serving his second term in the State Assembly. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.